heard that before.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be our agenda. Were there any corrections or additions to the agenda at this time? Madam Secretary?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
If you would, please.
I have a letter from Ryan Humes wanting to withdraw case 10053. It was given to Mr. Lank last week, but he was out. Ill. Received it.
Okay.
So it was two business days, at least two business days.
Do you want that read into the record, the letter?
You'd probably be best, please.
Okay. Dear Mr. Lank, this is a follow-up letter dated January 24, 2008, in reference to the variance application number 10053. At this time, we have shortened the front porch of this home to be behind the front yard setback. I have attached a copy of the revised as-built showing this change. If you have any questions, please let me know. I would also like to present our request for a variance. Currently, we have a temporary certificate of occupancy for this home. Please let me know what I need to do a request, a permanent occupancy permit. Again, thank you for your patience and consideration on this matter. Sincerely, Mike. I can't spell or say his last name, but anyway, he's the production manager.
Okay. Thank you. Are there any other additions or corrections?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we approve the agenda with the exception.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve this evening's agenda with the one exception, and that be case number 10053 with a request to be withdrawn. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is withdrawn. Okay.
First case. Case number 10050.
Counselor.
This is a time and place scheduled for several hearings on variances tonight, and the following rules will apply to all these hearings. First, the applicant's going to be asked to come up and speak to the board and present any evidence in support of the application. The board then has the opportunity to ask questions of the applicant. Then anyone in favor of the motion will be asked to come up and present his or her viewpoint, and please state your name and address when you do so for the record. The board will then have the opportunity to talk to those people. Then anyone who is against the application may come up and state their case, and the board will then have the opportunity to talk to them. At no time is anyone to direct questions or comments directly to the applicant. All questions and comments should be directed to the board. At that point, the board will have the final opportunity to ask anyone any questions that they need to make up their mind. And at that point, the board will close the hearing. Please make sure you turn off your cell phones or any other devices that might interrupt the proceedings.
Thank you, ma'am. Next one.